content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of June 2023. And the first page contains some pictures of smiling people. Two of them are from the Dimes for Diabetes event. Everyone's holding their plastic bottle chock full of dimes. And the other two photos are pictures of the induction of the Leo Club at Smithfield Selma High School. This from your district governor. Greetings, Lyons. As a governor this past year, now outgoing, I seem to always be asking for money, and you Lyons have stepped up for me over and over again. I have been humbled and honored by your positive responses. You have all done an amazing job this year, and I thank you. Well, I have approximately 1 month left. I'm going to ask for one final thing of you, but I can guarantee that you can have your revenge on me. As most of you know, Brighter Visions is running behind as far as donations are concerned. Check LCI for the most updated numbers. I know that this is the time that most donations come into Brighter Visions, but I'm going to give you a challenge. If the district meets or surpasses the goal of $90,000 for our district, I will dye my hair to whatever wild color you all vote for. Purple, green, hot pink, it's up to you all. And you can come to the banquet in New Bern on July 15th. Check out the invite in the newsletter and witness my humiliation. I am looking forward to see if y'all take up the challenge. For more possible info, votes on hair color, feel free to give me a call. Looking forward to hearing from you. This is from DG Mary McLeod. Her number is 931-252-8147. P.S. As you all know, I have been letting my hair go gray, so it should take and hold on to color really well. Have a great day in Lyonism. From the district governor-elect, greetings, fellow Lyons. It has been a wild ride this year. I commend each of you working hard in your respective clubs. Lyons Clubs is truly the best organization going. We have accomplished so much from helping our neighbors in Kentucky and Florida. Then we turned around when disaster happened in Turkey, and many of you donated to LCIF. Then, top it off, you were able to support your community with vision screenings, Kids Sight, and other community projects. I thank you for your hard work. Next month, Dawn and myself will be heading to Boston, where I will be installed as your district governor. We are looking forward to serving our district for 2023-2024. With that being said, I need your help with reporting of your officers for next year. Please email me your officers if you have not done so already. I have a goal to have to next year's directory ready at the award and installation banquet on July 15th, 2023. In this newsletter is the registration for the banquet. Past International President Sid Scruggs will be the speaker and in installing the officers for the district. Next is our next newsletter will be ready by July 1st. One of our Leos, Emma Poth, will be taking over as newsletter editor. PDG D'Angelo Jackson has done a great job of doing the newsletter this year. So send in your articles by the 20th of June to district31n.news@gmail.com for Leo Emma. Last but not least, I look forward to going our membership along among our clubs, but also going our Leos. We have some plans in place for growth and working on new clubs. Also, when you come to our cabinet meetings next year, you'll see something new. Leos will be invited to also report on what they're doing. We need to get behind our youth as they serve our communities with us. Let's remember to when we are serving to also have fun. Yours in Lyonism, DGE Carly Metz. This from the first Vice District Governor-elect. Lyons, I hope this month's newsletter finds you all well and in great spirits. If you missed our state convention, you missed the event of the year. My daughter, Annalise, is still talking about it. We closed our new campaign, Dime for Diabetes, and I have to say that I am static with the support. Here is the breakdown and special thanks. 1. Massey Hill, L.C., DNS Logistic, $539. 2. Julian, L.C., $354.50. 3. Joe Doe Lions Clubs, $207.76. 4. M.T. Pleasant, L.C., $164. 5. Broadway, L.C., $145.21. 6. Kinston, L.C., $136.52. Goldsboro Host, $100. Lillington, L.C., $100. 9. Western Harnett, $500, sponsoring two kids. 10. Mount Olive, L.C., $277. 11. District L, sponsoring three kids, $750. The grand total of $2,005.28. I cannot thank you all enough. You will make a difference on a diabetic kid, and I will make sure to capture the smiles during camp from June 22nd to 26th of 2023. Let the campaign continue for 2023-24. Reminder, don't forget to submit your PU-101 and let me know if you would like to schedule a club visit. Would love to hear you brag about your club. Until then, stay hydrated and safe during the summer. Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., 1st VDG Elect, 31N, Diabetes Chairperson. Here's an announcement from Camp Dogwood. Bingo Bucks. Camp Dogwood is looking for clubs to sponsor bingo this year. If you or your club would like to be a sponsor, please reply to this email with questions or call the office at 828-478-2135, extension 229. Thanks in advance for your support. Tammy. Wanted, kids site operators. Join a group of motivated drivers within District MD-31N to assume driving and possibly custodial responsibilities for the Kids Site Screening Unit, or the KSU, and the onboard equipment. We would like to expand availability for the Kids Site Screening Program to all areas of the district. As the need ramps up, we must have more people interested in being an operator. Here are the operator qualifications. Be Kids Site Certified. Submit a copy of your valid North Carolina driver's license to NCLI, pass a background check, view a presentation on child abuse. The operator duties: drive the KSU to the screening location, oversee the screening event, ensure all equipment is properly stored, be willing to be available during the week for school screenings. At this time, the KSU is located in Goldsboro. For the current time, this location is satisfactory, but location changes are possible in the future. And that's from Lion Jean Getz, District N Kidsite Chair. Here's a notice from the North Carolina Lions Incorporated on the VSP voucher notice. Good morning, fellow Lions. As many of you know, the VSP vouchers have been and continue to be a valuable asset for Lions clubs and our communities. As we see more Lions clubs using the VSP vouchers, it requires more time to process and mail the vouchers. Currently, NCLI is experiencing staffing shortages, just as many other places. As we continue to work to meet the needs with the VSP program, we need your assistance. If you mail a VSP request, please email it to vsp@nclionsinc.org. This will help keep all of the requests located at the same email address. Of course, you may still mail requests to North Carolina Lions Incorporated, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Or fax them to 828-478-4419. We are also changing how often we will mail out vouchers. Going forward, VSP vouchers will be mailed on the 15th and 30th of each month. If the 15th or 30th falls on the weekend, the vouchers will mail out on the following business day. Please continue to send your requests as you get them throughout the month. If everyone waits to send their VSP requests until right before the mailing date, it will not be possible to process all the requests and could result in being delayed till the next mailing. Currently, since March 1st of 2023, we have processed 242 vouchers, and we continue to see more requests daily. If you have any testimonials from VSP voucher recipients, please let me know. When we request additional vouchers, it is always great to share success stories with VSP. Thank you for your assistance in making the VSP voucher program such a blessing to so many in our communities. Yours in Lionism, Brian Hoover. And here's an announcement on the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Getaway Raffle. The first prize is one of two options, either a week at a two-bedroom condo plus $500, and these condos include kitchen, laundry, exercise room, pool, gift shop, and much more at your choice of five locations. And those locations are Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Williamsburg, Virginia, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Orlando, Florida, and Las Vegas, New York. So it's your choice, one of five locations any week of the year. That's option one. Option two is $1,250, cash money. Second prize in this raffle is $500, the third prize, $250, and the fourth prize, $250. These tickets go for $20 each, or six tickets for $100. The drawing will be held on Thursday, June 22nd of 2023. If you're interested, please contact the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club. Or you can call 2nd VDGE Gene Getz at 414-640-5953. The Lions Club's International Convention Southeastern Breakfast is coming up, and that's going to be Sunday, July 9th, from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. It will be at the Omni Boston Seaport, the Momentum Ballroom ABC. It's $65 per person. That includes tip and service charges. If you'd like to go, checks need to be mailed to PCC Gary Steele, the promotions chair, at 2252 Baker Mill Road, Cleveland, North Carolina, 27013. Please make your checks payable to NC Lions Promotions, and they must be received by June 15th of 2023. No exceptions. 2023 Awards and Installation Banquet. The 2023 Awards and Installation will be held July 15th of 2023 at the First Baptist Church, 239 Middle Street in New Bern, at 1 p.m. The cost of attending is $35 per person. The registration deadline is June 30th of 2023. Please mail to Cabinet Treasurer Betty Shingleton. And her address is 214 Jesse T. Bryan Road in Kinston, North Carolina, 28504. Eyeglass sorting will take place on August 31st at 3 p.m. until September 6th at 10 a.m. Call or email Tammy for more info and to reserve a room. And that's you can contact Tammy at tammy@nclionsinc.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 229. The second annual North Carolina Lions Day of Service will be September 30th of 2023. Your support of our annual Lions Day of Service on the last Saturday in September is appreciated. Last year, for the first time, it was held on Saturday, September 23rd, 2022. The theme was Feed the Hungry. We collected approximately 35 tons, yes, 35 tons of food for the hungry in our state. This year, the theme will be Vision. In 2024, the theme will be Diabetes. In 2025, the theme will be Children's Pediatric Cancer. I am available to discuss this exciting new annual service project with your club. Let's publicize this event in your community. Contact me, and I will be glad to meet with your club. In Lionism, PDG, Irwin Siegelwax. And you can contact Mr. Siegelwax at Irwin, that's with an I, I-R-W-I-N, 423, at atmc.net. His cell, 910-209-6170. Volunteer Week of 2024 will be April 4th at 3 p.m. until April 10th at 10 a.m. Contact Tammy for more info and to reserve a room. And that's Tammy at nclionsinc.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 229. Here's a table, and I'll try to describe it as best I can. This was duplicated from our fellow lions in District 31L. Good information. Where do my Lions Club dues go? Your dues support administration and operational functions and do not contribute to any charitable funds. So when you pay your club dues, your club treasurer handles the payments that you make to your club. The funds will be further dispersed to one of two entities, either district dues or international dues. District dues. Your district treasurer will handle your club's payment and will properly disperse payments directly to the state level on behalf of your clubs. And for the international dues, LCI charges a one-time administrative processing fee when adding a new club member officially onto your books in the amount of $35. International dues provide for legal counsel, insurance coverage, member subscription to Lion Magazine, leadership training for all Lions, and all comprehensive services provided in the Lions member portal. For club dues, on a club level, your dues will go towards administrative operations such as printing, P.O. box rental, postage, LCI paraphernalia, etc. For your district dues, dues go towards the State Convention Council Fund, $5.50 per member per year, the NC Promotion Fund, $1 per member per year, District 31, in this case, N, Convention Tax, $3 per member per year. District dues of $4 per member per year are funds that remain within the district, account for operational purposes as presented by the District Budget and Finance Committee at a district cabinet meeting that all Lions are welcome to attend and vote on. Some of the above-mentioned items regularly include name tags, plaques and certificates, and partial travel expenses of district leaders. Now I'm going to read a few things that have been in previous newsletters, but we have plenty of time, so no harm in giving you more information, I suppose. Volunteer to help the visually impaired during their stay at camp. Volunteering at camp during a VIP camper week will give you a chance to help others, and it will expose you to their difficulties and helps you realize how good life is. Help a blind man shoot hoops. See how proud a person can be after catching their 35th fish, or shoot darts in the recreation hall, or buckets on the basketball court. Have a blind person take your arm to lead him to the cafeteria. This is by far the most rewarding job you've ever had. Their 2023 Camp Dogwood summer schedule is as follows. And what's left of the summer, Session 4, June 25th to 29th, Session 5, July 2nd to July 6th, Session 6, July 9th to 13th. Session 7, July 23rd to 27th. And this is for teens 13 to 17 years old only. And then the final session 8, July 30th to August 3rd, and that's family camp. It's for parents and VIP youths only. Consider helping Brighter Visions by contributing through the Memorials and Honorarium program. Go to the nclionsinc.org and pick program forms. And this is from Lion Jean Getz, District N, Brighter Visions Chair. Here's a notice from the USA Canada Lions Leadership Forum, which will be in Reno this year. It's just a reminder of the types of topics and learning opportunities that will be there. And here's a notice about the Diabetes Games. They will be held Saturday, November 18th at Methodist University from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information or to register, visit sweetkidswithdiabetes.com. And the last page contains some promotional materials for Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc., Independence through Employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel from Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated Graphic Solutions. And they show a picture of a fleece vest, a golf shirt, a polo shirt, and a nice rain jacket that looks like it's lined with something nice and soft and warm. And a baseball cap, all with the Lions International logo. If you'd like to contact the Graphics Solutions folks, they can be reached at 252-527-34. Can I start that again? Lib Graphics Solutions is 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050, and they're in Kinston, North Carolina. And we've come to the end of this month's newsletter, so we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.